Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Thursday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. What an awesome sports day we have today on this Thursday. Of course, it is NFL Draft Day. We're going to talk about that plenty. Our guy Cole Thompson standing by, going to get his thoughts on what to expect later tonight in the first round of the NFL Draft. I'll also give out my favorite plays, my five favorite plays during the PJ Pick 5 in the NFL Draft as well. We obviously got NBA basketball. We got playoff hockey going on as well. We've had some good nights, past couple nights in the playoffs. We'll give out some more plays there. Jake Kassan going to join us later on in the show as well. And then we'll give out all of our favorite plays for the day. As always, anything that you guys have on your mind, I want to hear from you, whether it's regarding the draft, any bets that you love. We obviously have so many markets continuing to move. Anything that you have for us in the NHL, in the NBA, anything in Major League Baseball, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show and chime in on Twitch, on YouTube, and on the live stream on X as well. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get things rolling, though. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with our guy, Cole Thompson, who always joins us during college football season. Great to have Cole here to preview the NFL draft. Make sure you guys are following Cole on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Does a great job as college football host for SEC Unfiltered and also managing editor for the Texans Wire. You guys can go check out Cole's mock draft on his X account. And Cole, credit to you, my friend, because right now everybody pretty much has the same four number one picks: Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell. But you were on Genty being the number five overall pick to the Chicago Bears. And right now, the way the markets are moving, they're tending to agree with you. So what is it that you thought was going to happen and propel Chicago to trade up to number five with Jacksonville?
I just personally think that they love the idea of getting a guy that can be that Jahmyr Gibbs running back and take a lot of pressure off of Caleb Williams in this offense underneath Ben Johnson. We watched last season how successful the Lions were to have a complementary piece to pair alongside with their passing attack. And it was two running backs, and it was having a DeAndre Swift, and it was naturally having a guy in a Jahmyr Gibbs that could elevate your team when it comes to the passing elements, when it comes to the pass protection, the physicality. And so you throw all that in there. I think that the more that we get closer to the draft and we're hearing about how Las Vegas is interested and how potentially a team may be willing to move up to number six to go jump Las Vegas, or even that Jacksonville is interested. I personally think Jacksonville, the interest there is more so based around the thought, well, let's see what we can get in draft compensation to take a player that we really like at five, but maybe closer towards 10 and 11 and get a third round pick in the process. I feel like the Bears are all in on Ashton Genty. It has felt that way since pre-combine when they made the selection to go ahead and hire Ben Johnson. And they've done enough to shore up the offensive line. They feel really good about where they are in the secondary. They've extended the right players. They have a good foundation underneath Ben Johnson. So at this point, with two second round picks, swing for the fences. Go get yourself your star running back. Make sure that he is the bell cow of the Windy City and taking a lot of pressure off of Caleb Williams to take that next step forward.
I love that Jahmyr Gibbs comp, obviously with Ben Johnson coming over now as the Bears head coach. Makes a lot of sense. Cole, I also want to ask you right now on BetMGM, you can pretty much go through every team in the NFL and you can pick who they're going to select, what position group they're going to select with their first selection, right? You can go through all these different teams. As you kind of look at the board, especially maybe like in the teens or in the 20s, is there a team that you look at and you feel pretty confident tonight you have an idea of what position they're going to draft? Maybe not necessarily the player, but certainly what position that team would go after.
I'll just start off with two, but the first one is, it's not a position, it's a school. You have Jesse Minter and Jim Harbaugh coaching out in Los Angeles right now, and there are two guys by the names of Kenneth Grant and cornerback Will Johnson, who, for my money, still is the most complete cornerback prospect in this class, but with the injuries and the unavailability throughout the pro day and the combine, he's slipping down draft boards. There's no way that you can sell me that a guy that won a national championship before he hightailed it out of Ann Arbor would not like one of those players to reunite with the same defensive coordinator that was calling the shots when they were there to hoist up that national title. So Kenneth Grant or Will Johnson, if one of them is on the board, so defensive line or cornerback, I absolutely think is going to be in play for Los Angeles. And then let's stay in the AFC West. I think it's running back for the Denver Broncos. You know, as much as I want to lean with wide receiver, I think that you may be enticed to go after an Emeka Ebuka. We have heard so much about the emphasis on having an established run game with Sean Payton. And at times last year, that wasn't there. They really like what they have in a guy in Cortland Sutton as the wide receiver one. They feel really confident about where their offensive line is going. They feel good about Bo Nix and his progression. And they've seen some really solid breakout players. You had Marvin Mims, who took a massive step forward last year. They still have Deshaun Valet. They still have Troy Franklin. This is a very good wide receiver draft if you're looking for a number three option. And that's kind of what Denver needs. So it feels like that they're going to go running back at this point. I know they want to go after a tight end. I don't think they're going to be able to move up into the top 14 to go past a team such as the Indianapolis Colts. So you got to pivot to the next position. I think it's going to be Travion Henderson, but if you just told me straight position, I think running back is off the board at pick number 20.
Yeah, all right, there you go. A couple of teams to keep an eye on there in the AFC West. Cole, also want to ask, like all these mock drafts that we see, it's different for certain people, right? Some guys have one guy going in the first round. Other people have another guy going in like the second round, potentially. Who's a guy that you're higher on maybe than most? Maybe a guy you have going in the first round or a guy that you have going top 15 that maybe some people don't even have in the first round.
I think Matthew Bolden is going to fall in that range. Whether or not I agree with that selection, I just feel like when you have a complementary wide receiver, the way that Matthew Golden plays the game and is a very good vertical receiver, he can stretch the field and he rarely drops balls. The consistency of how he played at the University of Texas, and you also throw in that special teams element, I feel like when you add all of that together, that is something that is just going to work in any style of offense. Because as long as you have a wide receiver number one in the building, say a Dallas Cowboys at pick number 12, say a Miami Dolphins at pick number 13, where you would be the wide receiver number three, say the Indianapolis Colts who have Michael Pittman Jr., you can feel pretty confident about where you're going to get quality play in a guy such as Matthew Golden. I think another wide receiver is Emeka Ebuka. A lot of people are kind of teetering on him. Where does he fall in that range? I don't know what his overall potential is going to be in the NFL when it comes to ceiling, but I'll tell you what his floor is. This is a 65 catch, 785 to 825 yard receiver for 6 touchdowns a season. That is a quality number two in today's NFL that is going to work with every single wide receiver on the outside. The limitations with him come in the slot, but I still feel like the value of this passing attack, when you look at teams like Houston and Los Angeles, and even Pittsburgh for that matter, the more weapons you have, the easier it is to mitigate the flaws on the offensive line or in the run game. And then the other player, Mason Taylor out of LSU, I believe is going to find a way to end up in the first round tonight. It may end up being a pick 32 with the Philadelphia Eagles. We know the Dallas Goedert situation is kind of perplexing, but there always seems to be that one guy that kind of starts to gain a lot of traction. I've spoken to a lot of people in the last several days. They feel like that Mason Taylor is going to be a top 32 pick before we get to Friday morning.
We're talking with Cole Thompson here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Cole on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Cole, got a couple minutes left. Want to run a couple more things by you. Obviously, one of the big topics of tonight is how many quarterbacks we're going to see get drafted in the first round. The market is at 2.5 right now. You're getting some plus money on the under. Cole, how many quarterbacks do you think we get selected tonight? Do we just see 1, 2, 3? How many do you think?
How many do get selected? 2. How many should get selected? 0. But I'll at least say 1 because if Cam Ward is going to go number 1. So we know that's a locked-in deal. But right. When it comes to Shedeur Sanders, I've spoken to a lot of people out in the New Orleans area recently. There is no speculation other than some fan blog post that decided to put up a really cool graphic that says Shedeur Sanders interested in New Orleans, that he's going to go pick number 9. So he is not going to be a top 10 pick as of right now. But the question is, who is willing to move on up? Cleveland is a really interesting team. I think New York at the end of round 1 is a really interesting team. Pittsburgh at 21, if they feel like the rest of their roster is so well put together, they're going to take a quarterback, and it'll be just like Kenny Pickett 2.0. But I also think that scheme fit really does matter for a lot of these quarterbacks. You have to go to the right system if you want any success. And for my money, when I look at Kevin Stefanski, the way that he coaches quarterbacks, that's the way I want Shedeur Sanders to work in the NFL. I look at a guy like Kellen Moore. I think he would absolutely be able to get the best version of Jackson Dart. I believe that Mike Tomlin and the offense underneath Arthur Smith could get the best version out of Jalen Milroe. But scheme fit matters. And if you're going to put them in the wrong scheme fit, it's not going to help your franchise. It's only going to be a waste of a pick. I ultimately think Cleveland trades up at the end of round 1 to go get Shedeur Sanders. And we get Travis Hunter and Shedeur out in the land. So we won't see a lot of winning this year, but we're going to see a lot of headlines and Deion rumor speculation to go follow his teams over to the AFC North in 2026.
That would be super interesting. All right, definitely monitoring that storyline. Cole, before we let you go, in about a minute, which team are you most intrigued by tonight? Like, when you go through your mocks and you look at all the teams, who's the team that you're really watching to see what they do, whether it's trading up, trading back, who they select? Who's the team for you?
I'm going to be completely real. This is one that I didn't think it would come down to. The Arizona Cardinals at 16 just are really exciting to me for so many different reasons, because they have needs on the offensive line. They could use another wide receiver. They need a premier outside cornerback, and all of those players are still going to be available. But Monty Osifort comes from the coaching tree or the executive tree of Bill Belichick, where trading down is really smart, and you may feel better about the draft compensation and taking a swing on an edge player to pair alongside with Josh Sweat at, say, 25, 27, 29, then taking that dude at 16 and getting a third-round pick or a second-round pick in the process. You may also feel so inclined to move up and go get yourself a player like maybe a Mason Graham if you feel like that you're just that close to winning in the NFC West. So that 16 spot, there's like 9 or 10 dudes that all make sense there. And there's also like another 20 that if you just trade down 2 spots, they also make sense. Or if you trade up 5 spots, like 6 more dudes also make sense. Arizona, I think, is going to really kind of set the tone for what we can expect in this draft. You will either see a ton of trades after Arizona moves, or Arizona's going to be very busy getting a lot of phone calls.
All right, there you go. Really great stuff from our guy, Cole Thompson. Make sure you give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. College football host on SEC Unfiltered, always also the managing editor for Texans Wire as well. Cole, enjoy the draft tonight, my friend. Appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon.
Take care, guys. Just remember, there's only one quarterback that needs to be off the board.
That's it. Just one. We'll see. All right, our guy Cole Thompson. Let's continue talking NFL draft here on Send It In. Time for a little PJ Pick 5. Been a while since we've done the PJ Pick 5, but as you guys know, we bring it out for special occasions. My first bet that I have in the NFL draft is going to be Tet McMillan getting drafted by the Dallas Cowboys at plus 130. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm a little nervous about this right now because of all the steam of Genty going to the Bears. And if the Bears and the Jags swap picks and Jacksonville goes to 10, there's a good chance that maybe the Jag could land Tet McMillan as well. The Dallas Cowboys, though, are one of these teams throughout the years that it feels like when everybody, when every reporter and insider and all these draft people, whenever they all have Dallas picking like the same guy, that's usually who Dallas ends up going to get. And from just about a lot of what I've seen, feels like everybody's got Tet McMillan going to the Cowboys. So the fact we're getting it at plus money, look, again, if the Bears and the Jags end up making a trade and Jacksonville gets him at 10, then we got to take our loss. But if they don't and he's still on the board there at 12, feels like to me Tet McMillan is going to be a Dallas Cowboy. We know they need another wide receiver outside of CeeDee Lamb. You're obviously paying Dak big money. You're paying Lamb big money. Get that rookie receiver. Get that second weapon for the Cowboys offense. You lost Rico Dowdle, so you lost one of your running backs. You're going to put even more pressure on that passing game this season. I think Tet McMillan, if he's there for the Cowboys at 12, that's who they go with at plus 130. Next up, the Seattle Seahawks. I think they draft a receiver at plus 400 with their first selection. For me, I think Seattle, when you look at them at pick number 17, really could go two ways. They're either getting an offensive lineman or they're getting a wide receiver. Right now, most of the mocks that I've seen have them getting the guard out of North Dakota State, Cody Zabel, who's a really good player. I've also seen the Dolphins mock to him at number 14, potentially. And look, it's an offensive lineman, right? Usually, those are the safest players to get in the draft. And we know in the NFL, you can never have enough good offensive linemen. So there's no guarantee that Zabel's going to be there. Whereas at 17, I mean, Matthew Golden might be there. Emeka Buka might be there, potentially. I'm looking at like two guys, maybe even three if they want to reach for like a Luther Burden or something like that. There could be three potential guys that Seattle could target. I've been talking about this for a couple weeks now leading into the draft. Seattle's got one of the best front offices in the NFL. They had a plan this offseason, getting rid of Geno and DK Metcalf and how they wanted to replace those pieces. They replaced Geno with Sam Darnold. They trade away DK Metcalf. I think they get his immediate replacement in the first round. I think it's going to be a receiver, and I like the value that we're getting at plus 400. My next one is also going to be a team to draft a receiver. I'm tailing our guy Ryan Horvat, who came up on the show yesterday and gave this out. Packers to draft a wideout at plus 375. Now, Green Bay, throughout the years, usually how they operate in the first round is they get defensive players. That's normally what they do, especially when they had Aaron Rodgers and how great he was. They just figured, you know what? We have Aaron Rodgers. We'll get him some late-round wide receivers, and he'll figure it out. We got to try and get as much talent on defense as we can. And the Packers certainly could go that direction again. They could get somebody in the front seven. They could get a corner with the uncertainty of Jaire Alexander. But you look at that Packers wide receiver room. Christian Watson can never stay healthy, and he's going to miss some games to start the season. Romeo Dobbs isn't a one. Dontavian Wicks isn't a one. Like, they need another guy out there for Jordan Love to help him develop. The Josh Jacobs pickup is awesome. LaFleur is a great play caller. Packers need their Davante Adams back, though. They need that clear number one. They need a Jordy Nelson, a Greg Jennings. They don't have that right now on their team. I think, again, the value at plus 375, even though the Packers traditionally tend to go defense in the first round, I think this could be a year where they go offense and they go wide receiver. Next up, been talking about this a ton, under 2.5 quarterbacks at plus 135. Cole only thinks there are going to be two quarterbacks taken as well. Everything I'm hearing, oh, the Giants are going to trade up and get Jackson Dart in the first round. Shador is going to slide. He's going to get drafted by the Steelers. That's how you end up with their three quarterbacks. Again, we know Cam Ward is going one. So you're guaranteed a one quarterback in the first round. Shador is probably going in the first round as well. So it's really Jackson Dart. Is he going to be a first rounder or is he going to be a second rounder? And I am willing to bet the plus money that there is a team that doesn't trade into the first round, doesn't trade back in to get Jackson Dart or whatever quarterback it is, right? I don't think we're going to see three quarterbacks taken in the first round with those teams that are slotted to pick. I think if there's a third quarterback taken, it's going to be via a trade of somebody coming back in to the first round. Again, plus 135, under 2.5 quarterbacks. I think that's a good bet. I'm in on the under. And then finally, the last pick that I like, the Jets to draft Jalen Milroe at plus 700. If you're the New York Jets, right, you got Justin Fields this offseason. Fields is obviously a mobile quarterback. The way that teams usually like to construct their quarterback rooms is they like to bring in quarterbacks with similar skill sets. And you look at the quarterbacks right now in the NFL draft, Jalen Milroe certainly does a lot of things similar to Justin Fields. They're mobile, they're athletic, they're big body quarterbacks. And I think it just makes a lot of sense. Justin Fields certainly isn't the long-term solution for the Jets. They're hoping that he can turn out to be, but they're bringing him kind of in this year to prove it, to see if he can be a starter and their guy moving forward with a first-year head coach in Aaron Glenn. They do have some pieces on offense with Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. I just think the value you're getting on Milroe at plus 700 We know that, you know, these other teams, the Steelers, Shador's the favorite to go there. Jackson Dart's the favorite to go to the Giants. The Cleveland Browns maybe could get Shador if the Steelers don't. Just feels like there are a bunch of teams that could get Milroe, but I think the Jets might be the best fit just because him and Fields with that similar skill set in that same quarterback room, I think makes sense. And I like the value, plus 700. So I think Jalen Milroe ends up getting drafted by the New York Jets. That is going to be my fifth bet. So those are my plays in the NFL draft. Tet McMillan and the Cowboys, the Seahawks, and the Packers to draft a wide receiver, under 2.5 quarterbacks, and the Jets to draft Jalen Milroe at plus 700. All right, real quick, let's run through the NBA and NHL playoffs here on Send It In. Three NBA playoff games tonight, Knicks Pistons being the first one. The series tied up at 1. We go back to Detroit. Give me Pistons money line in the first quarter at minus 110. Pistons very easily could be up 2-0 in this series. They won game 2. If it wasn't for a Knicks 21-0 run in game 1, Detroit would probably be up 2-0 in this series. Now we head back to Detroit. Hasn't been a playoff basketball game in Detroit in a number of years. You know they're going to be rocking. That place will be ready to go. They love this new young team that the Pistons have with also this mix of veterans. I think they get off to a great start. They feed off the energy of the home crowd. I like Pistons first quarter money line at minus 110. I'm not betting the full game spread or total. This has been a series so far that's been a great series to bet live because Detroit has had double-digit point leads late in the third quarter. I bet the Knicks to come back both times and cover the spread, and they have done that. And I'm planning on doing the same thing again tonight. So to me, great game to bet live. I'll take Pistons first quarter money line. A player prop that I would look at, Tobias Harris, over 14.5 points. He had 25 in game 1. He had 15 points in game 2. So he's gone over this in each of the first two games. But you look at what Harris did at home opposed to the road this season. His points per game numbers were up by 3 points when he played at home. Averaged over 12 a game on the road, over 15 a game at home. So the fact that this matchup seems to be a good one for Harris, he's going to play nearly 40 minutes tonight. He's back at home where he scored the ball much better throughout the year. I like Tobias Harris over 14.5 points. And we got the Thunder and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. I like the Grizzlies plus 9.5. I get it. OKC's dismantled them the first two games. I think going on the road though tonight in Memphis, this will be a closer game. I also like Ja Morant over 24.5 points at minus 125. Ja took 25 shot attempts in game 2. The season's on the line tonight. He's the best player. Ball's going to be in his hands a ton. I expect him to jack like 30 shots. I think as long as he makes like 10 of them, 12 of them, as long as he shoots like 30% or a little better from the field, we should go over. So give me over points on Ja Morant. And give me Jaren Jackson Jr., 3 or more three-pointers as well at plus 150. Only attempted 7 so far in the two games against the Thunder. They've done a really good job of taking his three-point shot away. He did make 2 of 3, though, in game 2. So I think they look to get Jaren going a little bit more in this game. I think this is a nice price, probably a little higher than what it should be. So we'll buy one plus 150 on Jackson, 3 or more three-pointers. And finally, Nuggets Clippers. I think Clippers money line tonight is a really good buy. I think they win the game. Don't want to mess around with the 5.5. I also like Norman Powell over 16.5 points at minus 120. Powell has only had 12 and 13 points in the first two games, yet here we are, and his prop is 16.5, and it's juiced to the over at minus 120. Again, Powell's another one of these players that likes scoring the ball more at home than he does on the road. I think Powell maybe scores 20-plus tonight. Give me over 16.5. for Norman Powell. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM, a little NBA playoff odds boost token. Make a fast break for the action with an NBA playoff odds boost token. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning playoff bet. All right, let's talk a little NHL playoffs here on Send It In. 4 games tonight in the NHL. Panthers and Lightning. Panthers are really good performance in game 1 against Tampa Bay. Total in this game is 5.5. The Lightning are favored once again at minus 125. I like the Panthers at plus 105. I think everybody just assumes that Tampa got smoked at home in game 1. They're going to bounce back. I'm not so sure. The Lightning, throughout the last couple of years, I recall the series when they played the Caps back in 2018. First two games of that series were at home. They lost like 6-2 in both of those games. I could kind of see the Panthers kind of smoking them again tonight. Then we go back to Sunrise, and I think the Lightning maybe take a game or two on the road. But I like the Panthers in this game at plus money. Again, I just think everybody expects them to bounce back, kind of like last night with Dallas and Colorado. We talked about that. Oh, Colorado got the split. They're back at home. They'll be fine. Dallas wins the game in overtime. I think the same thing could happen with the Panthers tonight as well. Maple Leafs and Senators, give me Ottawa on the money line at minus 115. They're starting to take a little money. They're up to minus 125 right now. I agree with the movement. I think the Sens are going to win this game. Ottawa's a young team. They're starting to get more confidence. They're starting to adapt a little bit better to playoff hockey. I think being on their home ice tonight is going to help them immensely, and they get a win against the Leafs. So give me Ottawa, minus 125. Golden Knights and Wild. This will be a good game tonight. Don't want to pick a side. I do like the under at 5.5. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I think it's probably going to be like a 2-1 final, and I kind of think this game goes to overtime as well. I bet it the other night. I'm coming right back with it at plus 360. And then Jets and Blues tonight in St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis played a couple of really good games out in Winnipeg. They really could have won either one of those. There's a reason the Jets had the best record in the NHL this year. They found ways to win both of those games. Now they're going on the road into St. Louis. I'm not going to bet it, but I kind of lean towards Winnipeg. I think this will be another one of those games. Blues come out with a ton of energy. Don't want to go down 0-3 in the series, but I think this is a hell of a buck kind of game. I think he stands on his head. He's really good tonight. Jets find a way to win one. So if I had to make a play, I'd go with the Jets. No official play for me, though. Favorite play in the NHL tonight is going to be the Panthers on the money line against the Lightning. All right, once again, another promo from our friends at BetMGM. Make sure you join the rush this season with a Stanley Cup playoff odds boost token. You can use your token and get a bigger payout on a winning playoff bet. All right, guys, let's go check in now with our guy Jake Kassan here for a little crosstalk, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips. You can catch right here on the BetMGM Network coming up in about 5 minutes, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Jake, a minimal slate today of games in Major League Baseball. We do have some day games going on, though. What are you sweating out?
Yeah, I refuse to bet anything with the White Sox anymore because they find new and interesting ways to lose, but also to ruin my bets. To have 10 pitch at-bats against David Festa so he can't get to 7 strikeouts, really, really awesome. So I'm done with this team. I just don't want anything to do with them. They are historically bad, and I'm done with them. We are going to have bets and Mariners and Red Sox, though, coming up in about 10 minutes. That'll be off the top of the show.
All right, very good. Jake, I know that you love doing like your home run parlays and parlaying them with some of the big events going on in sports. Are you doing any home run parlays with any draft props today? Do we have any of those tickets for you?
No, I haven't gotten quite that far because it feels like nobody knows anything about the draft, right? Like in previous years, we at least had a couple of crumbs, but I'm not trying to parlay Cam Ward minus 2,000 with a home run. So I'm good. I'll wait till the next PGA major. I'll wait for the College World Series to start parlaying some stuff. The draft, too wonky. I'm good.
Fair enough. Jake, by the time we talk tomorrow, yes or no, Ashton Jeanty is a Chicago Bear?
Stop. I hope no, which means it's going to be yes.
Why do you hope no? You're against, you don't want him to be a Jeanty?
Because, PJ, they're not good enough to draft a running back top
10. Boo, Jake, boo.
No, they're no enough. They're not good enough for this. You guys are insane.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see how Bet Slips and Bat Flips if Jake talks some Chicago Bears. It's going to be hard for him not to today with the NFL draft on the mind. But, Jake, tell us what you got coming up on the show today.
We're going to do some futures. Like you said, a minimal slate for games, so we're going to get into how great Aaron Judge has been. We're going to get into NL Cy Young after Logan Webb's awesome performance last night, and we'll spin it forward from there.
All right, there you go. Jake Kassan, Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time in about 3 minutes here on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you guys stick around for that. Jake, have a great show.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Going streaking. Oh, Bryce Harper got us a hit yesterday. We were on fire going streaking. 6 in a row after we had 9 in a row. Let's make it 7 in a row today. And who better to fade right now than the Baltimore Orioles? What a joke this team is. Absolutely disgust me. Cade Povich on the mound tonight going up against the Nats. And I'm taking the youngster, James Wood. Now, Povich has not faced the Nationals lineup yet in his career. The only batter he's faced is Nathaniel Lowe. But James Wood's swinging good right now. And this Orioles starting pitching is like the worst in baseball. It's another beautiful day today out in D.C. The ball's going to be carrying. Should see some runs. So I'll take James James Wood to get a base hit today, and he is our pick in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Ja Morant over 24.5 points today for the Grizzlies against the Thunder. Again, look, season's on the line for the Grizz, right? They're down 0-2. You can't go 0-3. They're probably not winning this series to begin with. But Ja's going to go down swinging, and he's at home. He's got the crowd behind him. He's going to be ultra aggressive. He had 25 shot attempts in game two. I think he's going to have like 30 shot attempts tonight. So as long as he doesn't shoot like 7 for 30 from the field, I think he should go over this. Maybe look at some alts for Ja tonight, 30-plus, maybe even 35-plus. I know OKC's got a really good defense, but again, I think the volume is going to be there. So Ja Morant over 24.5 points. Dog of the day, give me the Panthers, plus 105 against the Lightning. I love betting these spots in the Stanley Cup playoffs where you have two really competitive teams. First team drops game one. Everybody thinks the home team drops game one. Everybody just expects the Lightning to bounce back tonight. I mean, do they have to? Florida won the Stanley Cup last year. They're a really good team. They dominated game one. I think they're going to win again tonight, and we're getting them at plus money. Give me the Panthers at plus 105. And my best bet is going to be Tet McMillan to be drafted by the Dallas Cowboys at plus 130. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm a little nervous with this Genty stuff in Jacksonville and Chicago and Tet McMillan maybe going to the Jags at 10. But if there's no trade and everything stays where it is and McMillan's on the board for the Dallas Cowboys, every insider, reporter, they all got McMillan going to Dallas. And usually with the Cowboys, when that happens, they end up getting that player. So Tet McMillan, I think, worth a look at plus 130 as my best bet. James Wood, once again, going streaking. Ja Morant, our prop lock, and the Panthers, plus 105, our dog of the day. Make sure you guys check out the podcast today with Cole Thompson. Really great stuff. Enjoy the draft. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.